Welcome back, folks. This segment is brought to us by the Game Alert made by Hogman Outdoors and Pyramid Air, which is your one-stop shop for everything air gun related. Folks, if you listened, I think it was two weeks ago, we had Jeff Rice on, and Jeff is a good friend of mine. He owns the Buck and Bass Ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork. Jeff is a rabid hog hunter, just like myself. We talk hog hunting, and we hunt hogs year-round. But Jeff also, in my opinion, is one heck of a video. He makes some awesome video, outdoor videos. And on his website, there's a bunch of them you can go to and watch. I think you'll enjoy them. But Jeff is standing by with us this morning, and we're going to talk about the average person, you know, filming and in editing their outdoor videos, whether they be hunting or fishing or whatever. Jeff, you did a great job last time, and thanks for being back with us, buddy.
I'm glad to be here, Luke. Good morning to you.
Good morning, bud. You know, last time you covered the facts that just a quick recap, you know, you don't have to mortgage the farm to buy the equipment. It's readily available, good equipment that you can film with. And you gave a lot of good tips on actually putting the shows together, the outdoor videos. And this is for our average person to do, you know. But you did a good job telling how you get the stuff on the camera, the video on the camera. Mm-hmm. But we ran out of time, and we wanted to talk more about the editing process. So once you have your show put together in pieces, they're probably going to be out of sequence, you know, opening, closing, all the different parts that make an outdoor video. Let's talk about putting it together, Jeff. That's you learned that on your own just by doing it, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know, that's kind of the fun thing about it is when you get the video, you can get it in any sequence that you want. I mean, you can film the beginning part first or last and just whatever. But when you actually get into the editing process, that's where you move the pieces around, the video clips, if you will, into a timeline where your finished product is, you know, you'll have, and I think you and I have talked about this before, more like a storyline. Kind of like an article that maybe you would publish. You want to have that intro part. You want to have, you know, the hunt itself, you know, the actual shooting of the hog, if you will. And then, you know, maybe a wrap-up at the end and that kind of thing. And with these, you know, editing softwares that are available out there today, I use one. It's a Power Director is what it's called. They're very inexpensive. You're right. You don't have to break the bank. Under $100, you can get this software. And it allows you to import your videos, and you can take the videos that you import into this software, and it has a timeline along the bottom. And when you import that video, you drag the video down to the timeline, and then it allows you to cut pieces out, remove them, or cut pieces and actually move them in the timeline. So in other words, if you are shooting a hog, let's say you videotaped yourself shooting this hog, and then you want to get some video of you drawing your bow before you shoot the hog, and you want to put that in your video that your final, you know, product, you can actually, you know, film yourself drawing the bow and have that on film. And then you cut that little piece out, and you can actually drag it and move it right in front of when the arrow is hitting the hog. So you'll see yourself drawing the bow and then the shot. So when you make your video, the whole timeline is your story. And, it, you know, again, you can move pieces of video, set them where you want. And then, of course, it allows you to, most of these softwares allow you to put in music, or you can dub over with your voice. You can add pictures. And a lot of those things actually spruce up your video. So rather than just watching a hog walk through the woods, you know, and you don't hear anything for a minute watching this hog, sometimes it's nice to put a little music in the background or something, you know, to kind of spruce up the video. So, you know, with those kind of things, you really, it's not that hard. You know, once you get the software, you spend a little time with it, you really realize how quick and easy it is. I mean, again, you can use, you know, video from GoPros. I like to use a small digital camera that films in high definition, it's, you know, whatever you have. If you just have a GoPro, you can take that GoPro video and you can do the same thing with it. So it really makes for some great video when you have time to sit there and play with it and put your story together, so to speak.
You bet. You know, Jeff, relating the digital way now with programs and everything, cut and splice kind of comes to mind back in the old film days. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they did, but they didn't have the advantage of digitally just moving stuff around on a computer screen, did they? They had to actually cut and splice film.
That's exactly right.
So this it revolutionized not only amateur folks or what you do is exactly the way it's done, I'm quite sure, for TVs, outdoor TV shows. As a matter of fact, folks, once you watch some of Jeff's, what we'll call them, homemade videos, you'll wonder why they're not on TV. They are that good. Jeff, the one that you had of you spearing the wild boar, that's something that I'd like everyone to watch, and all your other videos too. But that one is a classic. It really is. How do they online? I guess your website. They can go right there and watch all the videos, right?
Right. They can just go to www.buckandbassranch.com. And you'll get to my website, and there will be a tab along the top. You can click on it, and it says hunting videos. That'll take you right to the page. And there you'll find probably, 50 or 75 hunting video links right there. You just click right on it. And I think the one you're referencing is Spearing a Hog, I think is what it's called. Mm-hmm. So if you click on that, you'll be able to watch the video. Or you can go directly to YouTube and just type in Buck and Bass Ranch, and you'll find probably 200 videos out there. There's a lot more out there. Some I haven't even posted on my website. But
That's an easy way. Either way, and mm-hmm. I would like our listeners to do that. You know, filming your hunts is just another way to have fun in the outdoors. I will say this: I've spent many years as an outdoor writer. You know that, And in doing so, I have to have still pictures for magazine articles and newspaper, columns such as that. So I'm well aware of what it takes to get that done. But I've been around film people doing the outdoor videos enough to know that it's fun, but it's a real challenge. It's one thing to have a bow and draw on a game animal, a wary game animal, and get it to harvest it, but it's quite another to capture that on film. And the way you do it solo, it's challenging enough to have a cameraman film it for you, but you do all your stuff solo, don't you?
I do, and that's kind of the fun of it for me. My hunts, every one of my hunts, I have my video camera with me. It's part of my arsenal. And for me to try to get that hunt on video is always a challenge. But when you are successful and you have the video and you capture that video and you bring it home and you put it on your timeline and you're looking at it in your software and you're going, wow, I actually got this. This is really cool. And then you're able to play with it and, again, put it together. And there's so many cool things when it comes to putting these videos together with these software today. I mean, you have the ability to these tools where you can speed up video, you can slow it down, you can stop video, you can do these little transitional things where maybe if you want to transition from the shot to something else, where you can put in these little maybe flames that kind of come up and then it goes to the next scene, those kind of things. But
right.
It's all fun. It really is.
Yep.
You can become extremely creative with how you do it. I've done videos, Luke, where I've got done with the video and went, I really like that, but I really want to change this, do this, that, and the other. And with these softwares, you go back in and you can make the changes on these things. And it's really how creative you want to be. You can spend a lot of time coming up with some of these videos. And I know these guys out there that do these hunting shows, they're very good at it. They spend a lot of time at it. And like anything, the more you do it, the better you get.
Yep. Exactly. Well, you know, as back to the actual hog hunting, folks, Jeff has a ranch there. We mentioned the Buck and Bass. It's not a commercial place. It's for Jeff and his family and friends to hunt hogs. I've hunted there a lot of times. And you keep the corn feeders going year-round, Jeff. A lot of people don't understand summertime. I love to hunt hogs in the summer, and I do quite a bit of it. I'm usually out, at least once or twice a week close to my home. But summertime can be some of the best hog hunting, in my opinion. You just have to think ahead, have a plan for the meat, right? You know, have a plan to keep, chill it down as quickly as you can. And I know you have a freezer. I've got a dedicated freezer for that near my house. And when I go out in the evening for a hog hunt, I may not have it plugged in, but I've got it ready. As soon as I get back, the first thing I do is cut that freezer on. And a lot of times, if it's late in the evening, I will just quarter the hog up in the woods, Jeff, you know, hide on. And I've even been known to put plastic down in the bottom of that freezer, have it, you know, get it chilling immediately when I get back with the quarters, and just lay them down on the plastic, let them freeze. It doesn't hurt a thing. Then the next morning, it takes only an hour or so to get them where you can skin them out. It's all about planning in the summertime, hog hunting is to me. In the winter, shoot him, you know, the meat's going to be fine till the next morning. But some of the very best hog hunting is in the summer. The next time we get together, I've got a sort of a new way of mixing wild pork, back straps especially, off of the younger hogs with venison. I made some just yesterday, barbecue, and we're going to get into that, but we are out of time for this week's show. Jeff, thank you for sharing your knowledge, and we'll get you back, and we'll talk some more filming and some more hunting. How about it?
Oh, as always, thank you, and sure enjoyed joining you today on the show.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to crockettresort.com, or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466. Folks, if you hunt hogs at night, I want to hook you up with Hogman Outdoors. They make some awesome night lights for rifle or bow. They also make the game alert that signals you when the hogs come into a feeder. Just a little red light that comes on, and when the light comes on, you get ready to make the shot. Visit them online, hogmanoutdoors.com. Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan Carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet. And it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Folks, that wraps our show up for today. Remember, you can go online to catfishradio.com, and there you can download the segments all this coming week if you missed something you'd like to hear again, possibly. If you have any hunting or fishing news from your area, I'd sure like to hear about it. You can email me through the website there at catfishradio.com. Until this time next week, have fun in the outdoors.